My name is Richard McQuarrie. I was born in 1940. I grew up on the Williams Fork River up from Parshall. My father was a rancher. My grandfather was a rancher. And my family came into Grand County in 1861. They had the livery stable in Hot Sulphur Springs, and there were lots of them. I think in the 1885 census, there were 27 McQuarries in the county. I think there were only 30 people in the whole county, so they definitely were predominant. But I grew up there, and I had my father had 5 sisters and a brother, and so I had lots of cousins, and we had big families, big family gatherings, and it was a great place to grow up, great fun time to be a kid. We all had to work hard, but we made our own fun and just had a good time. So I don't know what parts of my life are the interesting parts.
Well, what time did your day start when you were growing up? You know, say
my father would come into my room at 4:30 in the morning, and he'd say, "Are you going to lay in here and let the sun burn a hole in you?" And I'd say, "Dad, sun won't be up for another 3 hours." But he started chores every morning at 4:30, and from the time I was 7 years old, I went to chores, and we would come in from chores at 7 and go to school, come home in the evening and start chores again. And
what are chores?
Well, we had cows to milk, and then we had some registered Hereford cattle, so we had bulls to feed, show bulls, and then for a while we had a dairy. We had 36 cows to milk, so just depending on what ranching endeavors. Then we had to feed the cattle in the wintertime, which was all fed with loose hay and a team in those days. And we'd pitch the hay on the hay rack and go out and pitch it off and go back and get some more and pitch it off. And it was lots of hard work, but it was good fun too. And then we kind of, I had a cousin named Ed Pickering that was 8 months older than I, and we both had 2 sisters, so we kind of grew up as brothers, and we got into a lot of various mischief when we were growing up. We were always doing something.
Did you have indoor plumbing?
No, we had an outdoor toilet, so you really practiced bladder control in the winter time. And you waited until you couldn't wait anymore, and then you spring up and run outside. In the wintertime, we were always proud of the fact we never put any clothes on. We just roar out in the snow. And but you didn't linger. It was the thing that you hurried through and got back. But we didn't have water. We had a well with a pump on the porch, and my father put a 50-gallon barrel beside the cook stove with a pipe coil ran through the heat box, and we had would heat the water, so we had 50 gallons of hot water, and we'd take a bath in the washtub. And during part of the time, we went to school at the end of the road, about a mile and a half down the road, so we walked to school or skied to school throughout the school year. But then when I got older, we went on the bus to Kremlin to high school.
And how many kids were in your school?
In my entire 8th grade school, there were 12 of us. We didn't have a 5th grader. We were going to place an ad in the paper and see if we could get a 5th grader. But and I always said that I was valedictorian of the 8th grade class because the other 2 kids were dumber than I was. So it was but we had a lot of fun, and we were always doing things. We used to sneak up behind the trucks when they dropped their kids off and tie our sled on the back, and then we'd get on. When they drove off, we'd be riding on the back on our sled, unless they saw us in the rearview mirror, and then they'd stop and give us a cussing. And untie our sled, and if they didn't stop, eventually we'd roll off and walk back to school and hope they found our sled when they got home.
Tell me about the Taussig kids.
Oh, well, that's, yeah, as tough as our life was, in the generation before, the Taussigs had a ranch up at Ute Park, where the Henderson Mine is now, and the three boys, Bill and Jim and Jack, Bill was just over 7, I think he wasn't quite 8, and Jim was 6 or 6 and a half, and Jack was almost 6, so he went to school too, and the three of them Bill drove the team to the school about 3 miles down the road, and then as soon as they left school to come home, the team would run off every night, because they knew where the barn was, and these little kids, they're holding on to the sled and trying to hold on to the team, but the horses would run away and go just as fast as they could go home. So Bill said sometimes they'd get scared and jump, but then their dad would say, now you could have rode further than that. So they'd fly into the yard just as fast as the horses could go, and they'd be bailing out wherever it got too wild. But they had a tough time. Everybody kind of grew up doing things that kids nowadays don't get a chance to do, I guess. I drove to school from the time I was 6. I'd drive the truck, or sixth grade, I'd drive the truck. One time I was going fast and across the field, and the door flew open and my sister fell out, bounced down through the meadow, so I had to promise a lot of stuff so she wouldn't tell the folks. And I roped the milk cow and tied her to the fence and put the single horse harness on her and hooked the buggy to her and got my sisters in, and I was trying to get in, but by the time I untied the cow, they'd all left, and so they took off down through the corral and hooked the wagon wheel on the post and threw the cow down and threw my sisters out and tore up the harness. So I had to promise a lot of stuff so they wouldn't tell on me. Hid the harness. And then I wrote that poem about shooting the flume. That was another